Well, it's causing different kind of clubs you belongs to. You know, if you belongs to a club or a bunch have a group of a club or something, then you all get together and have a secretary that takes in for the, you know, treasury and keep the money or the, and has a president or something over to speak at the party or something like that. And then each one has a party terms at the house, you know, and have their party and get together and buy the food. And just like 4th of July on holiday, come up to have something in the yard and all that. And just have a name for the club. It's the same, you know, name you have for a club. But if you're going to have a party or something, then sometimes you mostly get together and just have a party. That's all. Okay. Friends.
Okay, and what kinds of records do you like to listen to?
Oh, my. Plenty of them. Most is Joe Simon's records.
What type of music is
music.
That?
That's the dancing music. It's not slow motion. Mm-hmm. Kind of bump to bump and, and dancing. Mm-hmm. And I like slow music pretty good, but not much. But I think I like the fast music, swinging out and come back.
What about, can you tell me about some different kinds of music?
Well,
that you know about, or the types of music you don't like?
Well, I like that with Joe Simon. And B.B., he's pretty good too, but he's on the blue side. Mm-hmm. But that though you have to, you know, dance slow. And then it's some fast music. Mm-hmm. So that's
okay. What kind of music would you say that kids like to listen to these days?
Oh, they love to dance and shake and do the bump, just like that. They love the fast music. I don't think they like no slow music at all. Mm-hmm. But if they did, they'd dance slow too. But that fast music is just, that's got to go.
Yeah, it's the really bump.
The bump is really good. And shaking and going. I just love to see them dance, be on the television sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I have some questions about farms and things like that. Now you might not know them.
Oh no, I wasn't born in the farm, but
right.
I probably might tell you a little bit something about it.
Yeah, well, we want to find out what people in the city do know about country. Okay, so you might not know any of it, but then if you do, they'll tell me, okay? First of all, what's the building behind, the big red building behind the farmhouse called? Where you might store hay?
Barnyard.
Mm-hmm. Barnyard. That's the whole building or the part around?
That's just the part. The barnyard must be, you know.
Okay. And the building that you store corn in, what would you call that?
Well, I thought they stored the corn and all in the same in the barnyard.
Okay.
Where they stacked the hay at. I thought they did that in there, too.
Okay, have you heard of a corn crib? What would you call a building where you store grain? Do you know of a special name for that type of building? You heard of a granary?
Granny, I heard them say that they use a granny to grain it. You still have to grind it after you, you know, throw it out or something, you know, to clear it out or strain it or what? Do you grind it in?
No, can you tell me about that? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's all you know?
Okay. I just have heard people from the country, you know, do a little talking, but I have never been in the country.
Okay. Do you know what the upper part of the barn is called?
It has some little step, a little ladder you go up there.
To the
attic, like it's a little attic, like, but it's up there with all the hay bees up there. I mean, I've seen all in the movies, but I don't know what you call that though.
Okay, would you call it loft? And hay is piled up into?
That's right, up on that top up there.
Yeah, if it's outside of the barn.